Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to unpack a really critical topic for Australian mortgage brokers. We're calling it the Cyber Siege of 2025. We've taken a hard look at the sources to understand the threat and, maybe more importantly, the survival guide.
And you know, the reason brokers are such a primary target, it's actually pretty simple.
It's the data, isn't it?
It's always the data. They hold what criminals call the holy grail of personally identifiable information, or full inserts.
Right. We're talking complete data packets, passports, TFNs, bank statements.
The whole lot. That kind of data is just gold on the dark web.
And the financial hit. It's not trivial. The sources show the average cost of an incident for a small business in Australia is now, what, $56,000?
$56,600, yeah. And that's not just a financial hit. For many, it's an existential crisis.
I saw a stat that 60% of small businesses that suffer a major breach just, they close down within 6 months.
Which is exactly why we need to focus on the solution. And that is the Australian Signals Directorate's Essential 8, specifically Maturity Level 1.
ML1.
Yeah. Think of it as the mandatory, non-negotiable baseline. It's designed to stop the vast majority of those common opportunistic attacks.
So let's talk about who we're actually up against. It's not the lone hacker in a hoodie anymore.
No, not even close. We're talking about sophisticated criminal syndicates. And there's a new player in town, the initial access broker.
The IABs.
Exactly. These guys are specialists. Their whole job is just to compromise networks, you know, find some unpatched software, a weak password.
And then they just sell that access.
They sell that sleeper breach onto ransomware as a service gangs. So the attack you actually see today might have been set up months ago.
And their tools are just getting frighteningly good.
Yeah.
We almost have to announce the death of bad phishing.
Oh, completely. Thanks to generative AI tools like SpamGPT, they can now create flawless, context-aware emails.
Context-aware? How?
Well, it might reference a LinkedIn post you just made about winning an award, for instance. It's incredibly convincing.
So that old user awareness training.
Yeah.
It just can't keep up.
Not against that. And this all feeds into the silent killer, which is business email compromise, or BEC.
Mm-hmm.
Australian businesses lost over $79 million to it in just 1 year.
Yeah.
Often from those settlement redirect scams.
So this brings us to actually implementing ML1. Strategy one has to be multi-factor authentication.
Right. And the standard is crystal clear. MFA on all internet-facing services, no exceptions.
But it's not just any MFA, is it?
No. It has to be phishing resistant. We have to move beyond those vulnerable SMS codes.
What? Authenticator apps?
Yes. Things like Google or Microsoft Authenticator that use number matching. It's the absolute best control you have to block an attacker, even if they've stolen a password.
Okay. And what about strategy two? Backups. I think there's a lot of confusion here.
There is. It's the sync fallacy. People think because their files are in the cloud, they have a backup.
But cloud sync is not a backup.
Absolutely not. If ransomware encrypts your local files, your synced cloud files are instantly corrupted too. It's useless.
So ML1 requires something else.
It requires resilience. Your backups must be immutable. Think of it like a write-once, read-many format.
So the ransomware attacker can't delete or encrypt your last good copy.
Precisely. It totally nullifies their leverage. We still recommend the old 3-2-1 rule, of course.
Three copies, two media types, one offsite.
Still the gold standard.
All this defense is it's forcing a massive operational revolution, right? Like the death of email for sending PII.
A necessary death. The liability is just too high. We saw a 90% surge in engagement with Connective's cybersecurity hub. That signals a real shift.
A shift towards secure portals.
Mm. Portals like Finance Vault that use two-way banking-grade encryption, the documents never sit on a vulnerable email server.
But this creates a new kind of tension, doesn't it? Especially in commercial lending. Speed is everything.
The speed versus security paradox, yeah.
You've got fintechs funding deals in 24 hours, while the major banks are taking 6 to 8 days.
And with APRA's new DTI limits coming, more clients are getting pushed into that non-bank sector.
Which means for you, the broker, you're suddenly managing dozens of vendor portals.
Expanding your attack surface, increasing the risk of password reuse. Your role has fundamentally changed. You're not just a finance conduit. You're a digital gatekeeper.
So you have to reframe security. It's not a hurdle.
It's the foundation of trust. In a high-speed, high-fraud market, it's the only way to operate.
So here's the thought we want to leave you with. If speed really is the primary currency in today's lending market, How do you define that perfect point of secure friction?
That's a good way to put it.
Enough friction to protect your client's identity and your business, but not so much that it costs you the deal.
That is the critical trade-off every single broker has to navigate in this digital age.